Forfeit by Dick Francis. Read by Tony Britton. Chapter 1. The letter from Tally came on the day Bert Chekhov died. It didn't look like trouble, just an invitation from a glossy to write an article on the Lamplighter Gold Cup. I flicked it across the desk to the sports editor and went on opening the mail, which always accumulated for me by Fridays. Luke John Morton grunted and stretched out a languid hand, blinking vacantly while he listened to someone with a lot to say on the telephone.
"Yeah, yeah. Blow the roof off," he said.
Blowing the roof off was the number one policy of the Sunday Blaze, bless its cold heart. "Why didn't I write for the Sunday Times?" my wife's mother said, "instead of a rag like the Sunday Blaze. They hadn't needed me. That was why." She considered this irrelevant, and when she couldn't actively keep it quiet, continued to apologize to every acquaintance for my employment. That the Blaze paid 28% more than the Times, and that her daughter was expensive, she ignored. I slit open a cheap brown envelope and found some nut had written to say that only a vicious, unscrupulous bum like myself would see any good in the man I had defended last Sunday. The letter was written on lavatory paper, and spite oozed from it like marsh gas. Derry Clark read it over my shoulder and laughed. "He-he-he, told you you'd stir him up." "Anything for an unquiet life," I agreed. Derry wrote calm, uncontroversial articles each week, assessing form, and firmly left the crusading rebel stuff to me. My back, as he constantly pointed out, was broader than his. 8 more...